You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura, Wilhelm, Regi here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And you heard Reg talking about watching the tape, the All-22. You can do that. It's called NFL Game Rewind. Go to clevelandbrowns.com right now. You can watch it on your computer, your tablet, at your convenience. Anywhere you go, you can get the same tape the coaches watch of every game in the National Football League, and you can sign up for it at clevelandbrowns.com. Now we're going to go to the press conference of the defensive coordinator of the Browns, Mr. Jim O'Neill, here on CBD.
Okay. Proud of how we came out and played in the second half against Tennessee. I thought we made a lot of big plays in critical situation. I think everybody on the defense and everybody in this building knows we need to find a way to put it together for four quarters. And be more consistent throughout the course of a football game. Questions?
Coach Pettine said yesterday you got a pissed off group right now. Is it a good pissed off group? I mean, in terms of being motivated to get this thing turned around.
It is. You know, I think guys understand the expectations of what we have for the defensive group, the expectations we have as coaches, the expectations the players have set for themselves. We know we have not met those expectations so far. And the guys aren't happy about it. The coaches aren't happy about it.
You guys are still thinking too much out there, Jim, and maybe kind of getting caught between maybe the two schemes. And like you talked about last week, you know, going back to bad habits, bad techniques.
Yeah, I think that's some of it. You know, trying to ingrain you know our techniques and good habits in guys. I do think sometimes guys might be thinking a little bit, but you know, the message to the group this week is just, hey, let's cut it loose. Let's go play. Let's cut it loose. Let's go play. Let's not be scared to make a mistake. Let's go make plays.
How much different is what you're asking the cornerbacks to do now than what you saw on film last year?
They played a little more off coverage last year, where those guys played what we call true thirds without getting too technical, where the corners were off and they were more cluing number two to their side to one than playing a lot more press man coverage. They did mix in some press man. We're obviously here a lot more of a press man team. So I think that would be the biggest difference.
So, I mean, are you surprised that they've given up as many long plays as the group as a whole as they have? I mean, I think it's 34 plays of 15 yards or more and 25 of 20 yards or more.
I think back there we've looked really good at times, and then there's other times where that's where the inconsistency shows up. And that's where, as a group, you know, those guys are still learning to play together, and we just got to do a better job executing the defense. We got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job play calling, and I think that'll help with all that stuff.
With the Taylor out and when iffy, how realistic is it to think that you can make a breakthrough on your run defense against a back who's hot right now?
We're confident in the depth of our group. You know, I think Kitch and Billy Wynn and John Hughes did a good job throughout training camp. They did a good job in the preseason. Those guys are good technicians in the run game. So, you know, like the phrase is, next man up and let's roll.
You said Wynn, does he have a decent chance to play then?
I know right now he's day-to-day. That's more for Pet.
Talked about the players being pissed off. Is the defensive coordinator pissed off, or can you not afford to be?
No, I think, like a player, I got a lot of pride. You know, my expectations haven't changed. You know, I'm not going to flinch. I know the success this defensive scheme has. I know the men we have in our defensive room. I know the men we have in our coaching staff. So I'm confident we're going to get it going. We need to get it going for four quarters. I am pissed off. You know, my wife said something to me about it the other day. So.
You talk about the scheme that you guys run, going back to the Jets and then Buffalo. You guys have had a lot of success over the last couple of years. Is this the first time since you and Pat have been together where you've had a start like this?
No, I think, and again, you'd have to go back and look at the numbers. I think even in 2009 in Buffalo, I don't want to say we 2009 in New York, I don't want to say we started slow, but we didn't come out as
out the gate as a defense that was dominating and shutting offenses down right away. As the season went on, we really settled in and we really started to dominate offenses. I think if you went back and looked at Buffalo, if you probably looked at the first quarter of the season or five or six games, I think it was a similar deal. And then once we got into the second and third quarter of the season, we really hit our stride as a defense. Now, you know, that's not an excuse. We want to be dominant every single game. We've shown that we could do it for two quarters, and then we've shown that we're not a very good defense for two quarters. We're looking to be the defense that was the defense in the second half against Pittsburgh and the second half against Tennessee. Not much. I think it was just guys executing, not missing tackles. The game plan didn't change. It's the same thing I told you guys against Pittsburgh. I don't know if, like I said, we were thinking about not making mistakes, and then we just cut it loose in the second half, and guys played. We rolled off the ball. We tackled better. We covered better. So that's what we're looking to get out of the guys for four quarters. If we do that for four quarters, we'll be the defense that we all know we can be in the room.
Justin Gilbert and his snaps being down to 9 in the last game, and then obviously he might have to play. What are you looking for him, and what's kind of going on with him in practice, just in general?
Well, you know, last week we felt good about Kawan. You know, he's had a couple great weeks of practices, and just with the scheme and how we were attacking Tennessee, we liked Kawan in the slot. With Justin on the outside, obviously, that moved Buster Screen back out there, so Justin's reps went down a little bit. But I'm not down on Justin. I think, you know, he's a rookie. He's learning his way in this league. He's got to learn how to bring the technique that we're teaching and the fundamentals to the game field. I think he, like every rookie, when you come into the NFL, you get slapped in the face with how hard it is to play in this league, especially at corner. A lot of guys who are elite athletes can get away with a lot of stuff on the college level. And then you get into the NFL, and that guy's just as athletic as you. He's just as talented as you. You got to rely on your fundamentals and technique. And it's just him being more consistent with his technique. He has flashed very good coverage skills at times during games. And then when he relies on some old habits and some old technique, that's when he gets himself into trouble. But I'm not down on Justin. I got his back. I want him to be successful. We knew that there was going to be growing pains with a rookie corner. There is with every rookie corner in this league. And Justin may or may not be a big part of the game plan this week.
Is he a pretty quiet kid? I think he had mentioned a couple weeks ago that it doesn't sound like he and I'm sorry if I'm misquoting him, but he doesn't have a great, not bad relationships, but doesn't talk with a lot of the other players. Is that unusual? How quiet is he around the other guys?
I think that he's a quiet but confident kid. I think that he's getting some tough love probably in that DB room right now. You know, we have his back, and, you know, the DBs have his back, and I think everybody just wants all those guys. Everybody wants everybody to play to what they can play at. And I hope that answers your question, but I don't want to say, hey, you're supposed to act this way. We want everybody to be who they are. You know, if that's who he is, be that way. You know, if you're a guy that's outgoing and you're going to talk to everybody in the room, be that way. So, I mean, he got to this point being him. We don't want him to change that. We drafted him where we drafted him because he's him. You know, we don't want him to change.
Practices to having the snaps cut so much week after week.
He's been great. He has. I mean, he gets, you know, if you guys get out there early today, I guarantee he's out there working press technique. You know, I know you guys aren't out there at the end of practice, but he's on the jugs machine or he's always working something with Jeff Hafley or Aaron Glenn after practice. You know, he's always picking Joe Hayden's brain for, hey, what did you think about this? So there's nothing that I'll complain about with Justin when it comes to any of that stuff. I mean, he's attacking the classroom. He attacks the practice field, you know. But those reps that you get on game day, you know, are so valuable. You know, it's just the cumulative reps, and he'll build and build and build as a player. And then one day he'll be the guy that we all knew he was. That's why we drafted him.
When you're interviewing these guys before the draft, and they're all great athletes and all in college, how do you find out how they will react when things aren't going well?
Well, I think a big part of it is probably talking to a lot of people at the college. And then when we do meet with guys, you challenge them. You try to back them into a corner a little bit. You don't always show them great plays that they're making. You show them bad plays, him missing a tackle, getting beat for a touchdown, then showing and then studying the next play. How did he react? You know, he just got two or three balls caught on him in a big-time game. How did he react the next series? Or what is his position coach saying about him? What is his strength coach saying about him? What are his teammates saying about him? Those are all things that get factored into it, and the personnel guys do a great job researching that. I mean, they probably – those top draft picks, they could probably put a book together on the mental, physical, everything with those guys.
The second halves of the Pittsburgh and Tennessee game plans didn't change. Don't you naturally play more zone when you're down that far?
Do we naturally play more zone?
Down by 20-some points.
No, if anything, you'd go the other way. I mean, if you're down a lot, you would probably think about being more aggressive to try to make a play. I don't think at that point you're worried about letting them score 50 or 60 on you. You're thinking about, hey, let's make a play to try to get us back in the football game. So we like to mix it anyway between man and zone. I don't think, you know, at this level you can just give a quarterback a steady beat of, hey, they're in all man coverage or they're in all zone coverage, because offensive coordinators and quarterbacks are good enough where they'll adjust and they'll get in plays where they'll be in better position than you are defensively.
How do you stop Antonio Brown if you don't have Joe Hayden?
It's a group effort. You know, play calling, the 11 guys out there, knowing where he's at. But, I mean, he's a good player. We got good players too.
Last question.
Yeah, what would it decide if it's going to be Robert Nelson versus Justin Gilbert if Joe can't go on Sunday?
Just how those guys practice this week, you know. But, you know, so far, you know, we're two walkthroughs and one practice in. Both those guys have looked pretty good. They've responded. So I'm happy with where we're at right now in that group. You know, those guys are going to have to go out and prove it on Sunday.
Wrong and with Locker getting free on those key early scrambles?
One we had a pretty good pressure where we beat the protection. If you remember the play, I'm assuming you're talking about the one third and long. We had two guys that had a chance to tackle him in the backfield, and he shook them off and then got out on us. And then another one, we had our edge rusher that was just upfield a little bit high, and there was a seam in there, and Locker took it, the one on the touchdown. I mean, that's who he is. He's done a good job in this league scrambling on third down, and we got to be more disciplined in some of our rush lanes, and there's some things scheme-wise that obviously we could do better to help out on that.
All right, that was the defensive coordinator of the Browns, Jim O'Neill there. We'll be back with hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to kick it off with the Roundtable, presented by Blue Point Grill, as Doug Deacon will join us here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. That's all coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR.